Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live halfway into the radio show today, simulcasting live at PrisonPlanet.tv as well. My new film, Obama Deception, just came out right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can watch it and download it. We're joined for the next 20 minutes, or maybe longer. He's a very busy man, by someone who needs no introduction, Chuck Norris. He was kind enough to come on late last year, and I hadn't bugged him to come back on until I heard this big announcement that he's going to be making a big announcement today in a national simulcast on the radio and on the web. And I wanted to get him on about that and a host of issues. Talk of him being running for president of Texas or president of the U.S. and headlines all over the world news here. Here's one out of the British press where they're talking about, you know, Chuck Norris says that there are secret right-wing cells around the country who aren't going to go along with Obama's socialism. So very, very interesting. Chuck Norris, thank you for coming on.
Oh, you bet, Alex. Well, I don't know about that. I don't remember writing anything about right-wing cells in America, but...
here's the Examiner. Chuck Norris claims thousands of right-wing cells groups exist and will rebel against U.S. government. So that's what they got, I guess, from your WorldNet Daily story. What did you really say?
Oh, no. The thing is, basically what I told you last year is that, you know, we just got to get our country back on the right track again. And basically what I'm saying was about today, you know, with Glenn Beck, who was putting this We Surround Them concept together. And, nothing about right-wing cells, you know. I mean, we're not terrorists, you know, for crying out loud. But the thing is that I, you know, like I said last year, Alex, is that we have just got to get our country going back like our founding fathers had the vision for us as America, you know, and staying with our traditional values.
Yeah, I think they spun it from your quote here where you said, how much more will Americans take? When will enough be enough? And when that time comes, will our leaders finally listen, or will history need to have a second American revolution? Will we, the people, have the authority, according to the Americans' Declaration of Independence, mm-hmm. which states? So I don't know how they spun it into that. I think they spun it because you said we're going to have folks all over the country on this Friday, the mm-hmm. 13th, unlucky for the elite. So tell us what's coming up today.
Well, today Glenn Beck has started a thing called We Surround Them, which means the nine principles that we America should live by. America is good. I believe in God, and He is the center of my life. I must always be more honest, be a much more honest person than I was yesterday. You know, things of that sort there, and then the 12 values of honesty, reverence, hope, thrift, so forth and so on. And so, really, you know, what Glenn Beck is trying to say today is that the people have got to go back to the values that we had for many, many years, and we're drifting off of that. And I totally agree with him. You know, the thing is, I just don't believe government should plan, provide for, and rule our lives like we're wards of the state. You know, taxation is what drove us, our founders, away from out of England to come to America in the first place. It's because they were being overtaxed in England. And now we're going right back to the same concept that happened hundreds of years ago back in England. And the thing is, Alex, we've got to get off this train. You know, we've got to get off this train here. We're being taxed to death in this country. And I think everyone, all your listeners, will agree with me. You know, with the income taxes, the employment taxes, capital gains, estate, corporate property, Social Security. You know, this is not a liberalism issue or a conservative issue. It's an American issue. Because everyone is suffering, whether you're liberal or you're a conservative. Everyone is suffering in our country today. And we have to figure out a solution to overcome, to me, you know, the thing is, Alex, it's not bothering me. You know, I'm basically halfway retired. You know, I've been very blessed to have made the money that I've made to be able to live a comfortable life. But I'm concerned about the young people in America who are looking to the future. And the thing is, the future looks very bleak right now, and we've got to figure out a solution, you know, to this bleakness. And I think that, and that's why I really believe in a fair tax, Alex. I think I talked to you about it last year.
Sure. Let's talk more about that in your new book, Black Belt Patriotism. We get back with Glenn Beck. Stay with tonight on Glenn Beck. He's doing it with Chuck Norris.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today toll-free at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Friday the 13th. We have someone who needs no introduction, hundreds of movies, international top TV shows in syndication, best-selling author. Chuck Norris is on with us from his ranch in Texas. Going to be simulcasting a national program today, trying to rediscover the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. And thousands of groups around the country will be meeting in solidarity over their concerns for our nation, is the quote here from our guest. And I have a host of questions I wanted to ask him, but last time he was on, we didn't get into his nationwide group, Kickstart.com, and we didn't spend a lot of time on Black Belt patriotism either. So, Chuck Norris, please get into that first for us, because it's important information, and I read the book, and I just agree with everything in it.
Well, first of all, you talked about Kickstart. Kickstart's a program where I teach the martial arts in the inner-city middle schools. I started this 16 years ago with the support of former President Bush. And the thing is, being a martial art teacher for 15 years before I got into the film world, I taught thousands of young kids, and I was able to help them overcome a lot of insecurities that they had, whether it's emotional, physical, or psychological insecurities. And I said, well, this is great, but what about the millions of young kids in America whose families don't have the money to bring them to a commercial school like my school? How could we reach these youngsters? And that was that's why I started Kickstart, is to implement it into the public schools as part of their PE program. And so that's what I've done. I've got 43 schools in the state of Texas, middle schools, and 150 kids in each school. So we have about 6,000 kids in the program. 60,000 kids have graduated from this program, Alex. Many of them going on to college and becoming successful on their own right. And they would tell you, if they were talking to you right now, Alex, they would say, if it wasn't for this Kickstart program, they would either probably be in prison or dead today. So the thing is that that's what my mission in life is to reach as many young people and help get them on the right track of life as I possibly can. And so Kickstart is the means of building strong moral character in our youth through the martial arts.
Because isn't most of martial arts, I mean, it's a mental thing, and it's about control and being honorable, isn't it? And this teaches them something they don't get from TV.
Yeah, the thing is, it turned my life around. I was pretty much an at-risk child, you know, growing up with, you know, with just a mom and all the insecurities that I had because I didn't have a male role model to help me get on the right path of life. So I grew up very insecure and very shy and very non-athletic. A lot of people kind of laugh at that, but it's true. And the martial arts really turned my whole life around. It gave me that inner strength that I needed and that positive strength to be able to pursue the goals that I've accomplished today. Truthfully, if it hadn't been for the martial arts, I don't know where I would be today because I wouldn't have gotten that strength to overcome the obstacles that I had to face throughout my life.
And you condense a lot of what you've learned throughout life, health, patriotism, Bill of Rights, Constitution. You know, I published a book called Descent into Tyranny in 2002, and I ended it with the Bill of Rights and Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love seeing that that's how your book ended,
mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I guess, you know, our brains think alike. That's what people need to get back to.
Oh, I tell you, that's true, Alex. You know, the thing is, that's why I put it in there. A lot of people don't know what's in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights or the Declaration of Independence, and they really need to shore up on what is going on. And I'd like to get back to this fair tax concept just for a moment.
Oh, sure.
Because what most people don't realize is that we have over 3 million manufacturing jobs being outsourced to other countries. And why are they being outsourced? Because the taxes are draining them, and they can't make a go of it here in America with the taxation system we have. And there's over $17 trillion being hidden in offshore accounts by the super rich, probably more now because of what's going on. But the thing is, if we had a fair tax, Alex, we get all that money could come back into our economy and give our economy a huge boost.
What
and
type
all the
of
jobs could come back?
What type of fair tax do you like, Chuck Morris?
A consumption tax. You know, I believe, you know, if you can afford to buy something, you buy it. If you can't afford it, you wait till you have the money.
A sales tax.
Consumption tax, yeah.
Yeah. I would be for that, sir, but I saw UN documents a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is what they're going to do is, and I do support one, they're not going to really get rid of the income tax. They're going to try to call it your Social Security tax and claim it's only 10% and then jack it up and try to run them all at the same time. I mean, I do agree that that's a constitutional tax and the income mm-hmm. tax is a not constitutional. Can you speak to the income tax? Half a million pages, nobody can follow it. Should that be abolished?
66,298 pages, Alex. I mean, who in the world knows what's in that? Charlie Rangel doesn't know, you know. And I mean, Tom Geithner. I mean, look at the people that are in government today who were basically tax evaders. The government says they made mistakes, but if we do it, we're tax evaders. You know, we go to jail. But the thing is that the IRS. Well, it became constitutional in 1913. A lot of people don't realize this, that the IRS was unconstitutional until 1913 when the government, when the Congress made an amendment, a constitutional amendment, the 16th Amendment, to make it constitutional. And we've been going downhill ever since that time.
Well, yeah, the private Federal Reserve controls that. And I'm sure you've noticed you write your tax checks to the private Federal Reserve. Has never been audited. Ron Paul's introduced a bill to audit the Federal Reserve. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the IRS is a Gestapo. You know, you're guilty until proven innocent. That's only one where you're guilty until proven innocent rather than innocent until proven guilty. And that's not fair. That's not right here in our country. And we're a country of freedom, and we need to do that. And I'm so upset. That's why I'm such a supporter of Glenn Beck. I really consider him, like you, Alex, I really consider you a crusader, and I consider Glenn Beck a crusader of what we need to do, because the whole thing is we're going to lose our Constitution. And Patrick Henry said the Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It's an instrument for the people to restrain the government, lest it come to dominate our lives. And I believe that's what's happening to us today.
Yeah, it's meant to bind down the out-of-control behavior of dominant men. I've got a list of just quick questions here that I want to make sure I get out while we have Chuck Norris live with us on this Friday the 13th. Unlucky for the elite, lucky for us. And let me just say, I like a lot of things Glenn Beck has to say and the things he does. Some of his foreign policy, I don't agree with. And you know, he early on really kind of criticized Ron Paul. Now he's embraced him.
Yeah.
So I hope that continues. I mean, Ron Paul is such a champion of liberty.
Well, you know, I have a saying. I don't know if I told you. Anyway, you know, all these Chuck Norris facts that are floating around for the last 3 years. Anyway,
yeah.
one of them is that America's not a democracy. It's a Chucktatorship. And I said, now, if that was true, I would go to Washington, to Congress. I'd line up all the members of Congress, and I'd have Ron Paul, who I believe is the most honest member of Congress, and I'd say, Ron, point out the honest and the dishonest politicians. And as we're walking down the row, Ron would say, well, he's honest, he's honest, he's dishonest. And I'd walk up to him, and I'd say, you're fired. And if he didn't move immediately, I'd choke him unconscious and drag him over to the pile. The only ones I wouldn't do that to is the women. Nancy Pelosi, I'd walk up and say, Nancy, you're fired, but you have all the time in the world to leave.
Chuck Norris, it's amazing to have you on air with us. I want to get into what's coming up today with this nationwide simulcast. I've seen reports of a big announcement. Are you going to announce you're going to try to run for governor of Texas in 2010? Or are you going to announce you're going to run for president?
I did a little tongue-in-cheek article, you know, when I wrote about if things don't improve in our country, then maybe Texas should secede from the Union. Now it's tongue-in-cheek, you know. And I said, now if we secede from the Union, I will run for the president of Texas.
Well, you know, not talking about secession, but the states created the first 13, and we have the right to revolt, Article 10, in the New Hampshire and Texas, you know, treated in.
Yeah, because we are a republic. Texas is a republic, so.
Exactly. We created the federal government, the states did, and the media spun this as secession. These 30-plus states are moving to redeclare 9th and 10th Amendment with all these unfunded mandates and federal control. What do you say to that?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I'm not really, I'm not up on that, Alex, so I can't really give an honest
But, I mean, states declaring
that.
Their sovereignty, not seceding, just saying, we're not going to let the federal government boss us around.
Oh, I hope they do that. The thing is that's what the states have got to do. They've got to get control back of their people of that particular state. And if that's what they're saying, I'm totally in support of all that. We got to pull the power away from government. And, you know, because the thing is, you know, John Adams, our second president, stated that our Constitution was made only for a religious and moral people. And I really believe that, Alex, and it's wholly inadequate for the government of any other. And the thing is, if we don't just maintain our faith and our moral values, then the Constitution is going to wind up dissolving right in front of our eyes.
Chuck, I don't blame you about knowing about the state sovereignty movement, because it just started a few weeks ago, but you're very influential when it comes to conservatives and libertarians and freedom lovers, so check into that, because it's really building. Some of the other questions I have for you specifically, what are you going to be covering on this national simulcast tonight?
At 4 o'clock, you know. Is it raining in Austin?
Yes, it is raining in Austin.
Yeah, well, it's raining here at the ranch, too. But the thing is, you know, I just encourage all your listeners to tune in to Alex, to Glenn Beck today at 4 o'clock Central Time. And Glenn will really fill them in. He can do it a lot better than I can on what course of action that he believes we should take in our country. And I believe that people really should listen to Glenn today to find out exactly what he feels and how millions of us in America who are gathering together today to support the values that Glenn is going to emphasize on today.
Well, I agree with the 10 pledges up there. I mean, you know, the ideas there, maybe we should go over some of those.
Well, you know, yeah, because the thing is, you know, like Glenn says, the government works for me. I do not answer to them. They answer to me. Well, see, that's exactly right. You know, I truly believe that, too. The government works for us. You know, in fact, I wrote an article saying that, you know, President Obama, you work for me. We don't work for you. But, the thing is, it's true though. I mean, seriously, the government should be thinking about the best interest of the citizens of America. We the people, rather than thinking of the best interest for them. And there's so much corruption going on in Congress. I would love to see an audit of every member of Congress.
Well,
and because the only ones that we've audited so far are the ones that have come forward, like, you know, like Geithner and Daschle, and every one of them that have been picked for a position in government have come up dirty.
Well, Chuck Norris, that was my next question. Mm. Perfect timing there. Obama appointee on leave after FBI raid at their office and arrest. Like 90%, it's more than that, of people he tries to appoint don't pay taxes or tied in with payoffs or tied in with corruption.
Exactly.
And I've never seen, I mean, this is Chicago big machine stuff. I mean, this is getting scary.
And then we see these
reports.
Because the thing is, you know, they have become so blatant and, you know, that they're not afraid. You know, it's like this one kid went up to Charles Rangel. You know, I don't know if you saw that or not, but anyway,
yes.
Some young man was videotaping him talking to Rangel and said, Congressman Rangel, why are we paying for your Cadillac, $800 a month for your Cadillac? Why don't you pay for it for yourself? And he said, it's none of your GD business.
Yeah, why does Nancy Pelosi...
But he says, none of your GD business, you know.
Very arrogant. Well, Nancy Pelosi...
Very arrogant, Alex. And, yeah, because they don't think we the people can do anything about what they're doing. And we can't unless we group together. Unless we unite, there's nothing we can do.
Well, Chuck Norris, I know you're a very focused, centered, gentlemanly person, but laying it out, reading your article on WorldNet Daily and others and listening to you on other radio shows and things you've said, you're talking about... Will the American people stand up, or will there be a revolution? If this is an information revolution that's happening, but I have the government documents. I have the secret state police reports that the feds give them, where they say Bob Barr, Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, libertarians, people with these stickers are dangerous. They're bad. They want to kill.
Who said that?
This is what the feds, this just went out this month, so clearly it's coming from the Obama people. It's up on Infowars.com. I've talked to the state police. They admit this was given to them by the feds to issue to their state police officers, saying people that own gold are bad. It's up on screen right now. It's the it's called the modern militia movement, but then it demonizes mainline libertarians and everybody and says, watch out for them. They're dangerous. I mean, it seems like people in the federal government right now realize the threat to them is people that are talking like you, Chuck Norris.
Yeah, I know. Well, the thing is the libertarians. A lot of my friends are libertarians, and I've even considered it at times, you know, because, you know, the Republicans are getting so far out there too. I mean, 40% of the Republicans voted for the stupid stimulus package, you know, and that really frustrated me. You know that they realize. But the thing is, there's the corruption, there's the greed right there, Alex. And why?
Well, that was my next question. This is perfect. You keep bringing up the same points I was about to get to. Joe, I mean, look, I cut my teeth as a conservative. I'm pro Second Amendment. I'm a, you know, constitutionalist, paleo conservative, the real deal. Bush tripled the size of government with the Democrats.
Yep.
Obama is set to quadruple it in the first 4 years and say he's going to cut the budget in half, insulting people with lies. And you talk about this not being left or right. I mean, how do we get the corruption out of both parties?
Voting them out. You know, the thing is that's what we have to figure out. That's what we as the people have to figure out. And we have to put the fire on them saying, look, if you don't vote the way that we feel you should vote as the people, then you're going to be out. And, you know, we wind up impeaching. You know, we don't wait for them till their thing. We wind up impeaching every member of Congress who is not working for the people and just working for themselves. We wind up impeaching them. If there's a legal way we can do that,
I don't know. There's
a legal way of doing that. I think that's what we should do is make them realize that we're going to impeach them if they don't start thinking of the best interests of the people that they represent.
Chuck, you can't see this because you're not watching PrisonPlanet.tv right now, but for viewers, I have the federally written report, secret report, and law enforcement sensitive for the state of Missouri, and we have these from all over the country. And it says Constitutional Party Campaign for Liberty, Ron Paul, Bob Barr, these members are usually supporters of, and it goes on demonizing. They have a picture of the Don't Tread on Me flag. They said if somebody's wearing a shirt or has a bumper sticker, they're dangerous. But that's what Glenn Beck's using for the very symbol of what you guys are launching. This is what our founding fathers did. Our founding fathers aren't bad.
No, not at all. I really respect Ron Paul. I admire him. I admire his dedication, and I admire his staunchness on the Constitution. You know that it's a solid formula, and that we cannot deviate from. And so that's why I'm a big supporter of Ron Paul. And we just got to, you know, it's so frustrating. I don't know. Thing is, I don't know what to do personally. All I can do is write articles about it and state how I feel about it. And it's up to the people. The people are the ones going to make the difference. Not Chuck Norris or not Alex Jones. It's going to be the people as a whole that's going to make the difference in our country. And
I agree.
We can do is say to them, here's the way, you know, we believe it should go. And either they accept it or they don't accept it. And the direction of our country will depend on that. We've got some dark times coming if we don't start making some changes.
Well,
dark times in our country.
Well, in closing, Chuck Norris, that's what's happening, and you recognize it. Everybody's waking up on the left and right. Tyranny is here. I'm sure you've heard they want to use 20,000 regular Army troops to patrol America. They're putting Army liaisons in every major department. Obama's setting up youth brigades, a million-person group. They've now launched it that will go door-to-door canvassing for him with federal funding. I mean, if it comes down to gun confiscation, which they're now proposing because of what's happening with the collapse of Mexico, they're blaming it on America. I mean, you know, do we just say no to gun confiscation? Do we turn them in and go to the FEMA camps?
Well, the thing is, they're not getting my guns. you know, the thing is that I don't think they want to come to Texas and try that.
I agree.
They come to Texas and try to confiscate our guns, they're going to be in a world of hurt.
Well, the Declaration of Independence says it's our right and duty if the government becomes destructive of our form of government to remove it. So that's what I'm saying. The government, the criminal elements of it are gearing up to, and nobody's been a bigger supporter of the military or police than you, and the police are upset. They're telling me they don't like what's happening. Like you said, the troops don't like what's happening. I think Obama and the globalists need to back off.
They will. Because when it gets right down to the grassroots, they're cowards. And they're not going to do anything that was going to turn the people against them. And so the thing is that we the people's got to stay strong. We got to stand up, stay strong, and say this is the way we want you to regulate our country. And if you don't do it, we will get you out of office. We'll impeach you or whatever it takes for us to get you out of office. And you're going to start representing us as a people, or you're not going to be around. You're going to be unemployed.
Chuck Norris,
what irritates me with this government, you know, that which they vote, the Congress has voted in for themselves. They serve one term, Alex, and they get 80% of their pay for the rest of their lives.
Oh, I know. It's like,
and then plus their pension and welfare and benefits, all that, they get 100% for the rest of their life. It's totally unfair.
And they want more and more.
And they still get more and more. Fannie Mae, you know, gave contributions to Chris Dodd. And I mean, the money they're raking in from the companies that have bellied up, and the government is pouring billions upon billions of dollars into these companies, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, which are Freddie Mac's wanting more money now, and AIG, and it's just they're going to bankrupt us. They're going to spend
Norris.
All of our money, and we're going to wind up becoming the United States of Asia or something, because China owns $2 million of our debt.
Chuck, that's what I wanted to say to you. The New World Order, globalism, the foreign banks that are taking over our country right now. I mean, on air, I mean, you know there's a New World Order. You said you've heard my show for years. Mm-hmm. Now that they're openly announcing world government that the banks are going to run, are you against that?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. The thing is that what is China going to want? Hillary Clinton was over there trying to talk them into buying more of our debt. What are we going to give them for collateral?
Our land.
Are we going to give up our country as collateral for the debt that they've taken over from us? I mean, they could wind up taking over a big portion of our country.
Well, that's what's being announced.
We've got to stop this. We've got to stop this, Alex. People don't realize just how serious this is right now.
The book.
And if they don't realize, if they don't come and realize just how serious things are right now, we're going to wind up losing everything that we've got. Everything that America stood for is going to be gone.
Black Belt Patriotism is the book. Kickstart.com. Get involved with that. Chuck, let me say bye to you during this break, or if you've got the time, come back and finish up what you were just saying, because this is just now getting super powerful with Chuck Norris. We'll see what happens. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
I hear the train come.
All right, we're going to do some interview with Chuck Norris. Got a lot of TV crews there and people he's got to go. Coming up in about 2.5 hours, nationwide simulcast. You can find out more just by, well, there's a website for it. Isn't there, Chuck Norris, for folks to go find it all online?
Yeah, WeSurroundThem.com, www.WeSurroundThem.com, on Glenn Beck, or just go to GlennBeck.com. And it'll show that. But I would just encourage all your listeners to just tune in to Glenn Beck today on Fox. And you can see, I think he has what we call common sense solutions to the problems we're having in our country today. And if you want to, buy my book, Black Belt Patriotism, I think, I think I have some pretty good common sense solutions.
It's excellent and it's everywhere. Again, you can go to kickstart.com or just Google Black Belt Patriotism. It's in stores. I see it everywhere. And there was one last question I forgot to ask and I'll throw it out and then you can go, and we really appreciate your time, sir.
Oh, you bet.
Ron Paul said here 2 days ago on the air, culprits of financial collapse should be arrested, that state grand juries, that they have committed crimes, not just Madoff and others. Do you support state investigations, if the feds won't do it, to go after these corrupt brokerage and bank heads that are doing all this criminal activity and shipping the money overseas?
I think these should spend life in prison. I think every one of them is a criminal, and they should all face prison time for the horrible mess they've put our country into. And for them to get receive these payout benefits is just horrible. And I really do. I really believe that they should all go to prison, Madoff all the way down to all of them. And Stanford especially, too. You know, he's from Texas, so he should definitely go to prison. But no, they should all be incarcerated and for what they have done to our country.
All right, Chuck Norris, we appreciate you. We'll be listening in 2.5 hours. Thank you so much for joining us.
Alex, it's a pleasure. And keep the crusading going, buddy.
All right, I will. Take care. Chuck Norris, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, sir. All right. We're going to go to our next guest here in a moment, but I've got to take a break. I've been going straight for 30 minutes, and we're going to come back with Jack McClam. Let me just say this right now. I analyzed this thing with Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck came out a year ago, year and a half ago, said arrest Ron Paul supporters, use the Army on them. We've got to use the military. He basically read off the state police federal report they put out. The same talking points. And I said those were talking points. I saw them everywhere. He got hammered and destroyed. They know we're the majority. I believe Chuck Norris is a good guy, and we're in the process of educating him. He's been listening to the show for years. I've talked to him behind the scenes before, and he says, look, I know a lot of this stuff. I just, you know, he's being careful how he puts it out. And he's saying, you're not taking our guns. We're not getting rid of the borders. He supports the state sovereignty movement. You just heard that. I've got a gut, folks, and I believe Chuck Norris. I know Chuck Norris is a good guy. And he's very humble. He's becoming educated. You got to talk to him behind the scenes. That said, the establishment knows there's a massive movement against the New World Order and tyranny. That's why Beck's talking about it now. And what they're doing is they're mimicking the Ron Paul move to get volunteers. And I think it may be another faction of the globalists is kind of scared of the faction with Obama. This is some counterbalancing here. And the CIA admits, they've been on Beck's show, they're like, what about the Bubba effect? And, you know, Bob Baer and the CIA guys, Robert Baer goes, hell, let it come. I don't want this to get violent, and neither does Chuck Norris, neither does Jack McClam. But this is a very sophisticated thing, but it's good to keep channels open. With Chuck Norris, it's good that, you know, we be engaging here and tracking this, because we are the tip of the spear. You know, Infowars.com is ranked, I think, 20,000 times bigger than GlennBeck.com. PrisonPlanet.com is, I think, 5,000 times bigger than Glenn Beck. So they kind of have the zombie mainline TV viewers. We have all the activists and 2 million listeners an hour. Beck's TV show has 2.5 million viewers. It's kind of a paper tiger. You see, the most unreported thing is how big this little operation is, and we're only one thing. So we're going to be talking to a true fighter of the New World Order coming up. But I do appreciate Chuck Norris, and he's saying some really good things. And, you know, he's trying to work in the system, going with Republicans and going with mainline stuff, but he's getting a lot more radical right now, and this is mainlining all the info we put out. So they're going to find Beck. They're going to find Norris. They're going to come right to us, ladies and gentlemen, just like, you know, Zeitgeist, they put me in it without asking, sent millions of people to us. Other people attack us, sends them right to us. I mean, so when we're attacked, it sends people to us. When people are having to mimic us, and I'm not saying Norris is doing that because he's always been anti-globalist, Beck is clearly doing that. I mean, I know. I have the gut, the intel, the facts. I know it. I'm not an idiot. He reads right off. But the fact that they're having to capitulate and now act like us shows we're winning. We're going to go to Jack McClam. We'll hold him a little bit in the next hour, and I'll get him on late here in about 4 or 5 minutes after this video clip where I reach out to the Obama supporters and shadow the left-right paradigm. Stay with us at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcast with the GCN Radio Network and the InfoWars Radio Network. Don't forget, Jason Burmes coming up tonight, 9 to midnight. Stay with us. The Obama deception is about who the real Barack Obama is, not the right-wing version or the left-wing version. We cut through all that. We show who's financing, the lies he is told, and what his real agenda is. The Obama deception will be the first major documentary put out after his election that is critical. All the right-wing guys are still making films about, is he really from Kenya or is he a communist? We're not touching
any of those red herrings, whether they're true or not. We don't know. We can't prove it. We do know he lied about keeping troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. We do know he lied about warrantless wiretapping. We do know he lied about shutting down camps. We do know that he lied about getting rid of NAFTA and GATT and is now expanding it. And so this film is about Obama being a puppet, who he works for, and then we get past the puppet to the real agenda of his controller. Barack Obama is controlled by offshore banks. This film details how they bankrupt the world economy, how they control the currencies of the planet, and how the bankers want to destroy the economy so they can buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. That's why the Obama deception is so important, because it gives you the master plan. It gives you the big overarching agenda so you understand how the world really works and where this planet's going. And it gives you, the viewer, the choice to be conned, to be a sucker by the Republicans, the Rush Limbaughs on the right, and by the controlled left, the Obamas, or whether you want to finally break the spell, break the paradigm, and realize they're all bought and paid for, and the real enemy are these private banks running these giant Ponzi schemes. When the public finds out they've had their entire futures robbed, when they find out that a total tyranny has been brought into place, they are going to get so angry, the elite has to bring in the police state. They have to put regular army troops on the streets. They have to have FEMA camps. They have to get rid of habeas corpus and have secret arrest, because the public is going to be in open revolt, and the government admits they're gearing up to use the military against the American people. 6 months before Obama was elected, when he was still an underdog, we had figured out that he was the heir apparent, that he was the anointed one, that he was the special person that the elite was going to put in power to sell the public on their agenda. Then I saw how the media was getting behind him in such a unified way, and I knew the media likes to pose as liberal or conservative, but really they're owned by the bomb makers. They're owned by the military-industrial complex and the big banks. So they had to come in with a Madison Avenue fraud. They had to put a black face on the New World Order, as KRS-One and Webster Tarpley and many others have said. They had to give people a stake in it with just the surface packaging of, oh, look, he's black. Things have changed. You know, everything's okay. Stand down. This is an attempt to suppress revolution. This is an attempt to suppress a massive renaissance taking place worldwide for the globalist tyranny. And so that's why we've made the Obama deception. And that's why we're asking listeners and viewers to get the film, to make copies of it, to get it out to everyone they know. And one thing I want to make clear, I respect Barack Obama supporters. Their fervent support of him wasn't so much about Obama, it was about a repudiation of George Bush, clearly stealing two elections, clearly attacking the Constitution and Bill of Rights from one end to the other, and lying about WMDs and all these wars and the million-plus dead Iraqis. The American people don't like all this being done in their name, so they were desperate for somebody who promised to change it. But as soon as he got in, he flip-flopped on all of it. But he didn't just stop there. He then accelerated the whole program. This film is reaching out to people that are supporting Barack Obama, and it's saying, please, just take the time out to watch this film. Take the time out, write down notes, research the claims we make. We're saying that no matter who's in office, this agenda continues, and until we address the power behind the throne, until we address these roundtables, these private banking consortiums, these corporate systems that have taken over our governments, just like they take over another corporation in a hostile takeover, until we address that, nothing's going to get better. The elite saw a revolution brewing in the United States and all over the world against globalism and the globalist agenda. We can actually use the hype of Obama. We can actually use his betrayal to once and for all wake up the people and shatter the false left-right paradigm forever. You know, I get passionate when I talk about the documentaries, the films I make. Because I know the elite's corrupt. I know they're evil. I know they've lied. I know they assassinate leaders. I know they're doing all these horrible things, that they're totally ruthless. And I just want the people to look at the information that I've discovered, the information that's open and public for all to see. And I just burn with desire for people to stop being suckered and conned. Because if we do have a new renaissance, if a large portion of the population does realize that they've been scammed and lied to. We can turn this around, and so many good things can be done. The Obama deception comes to the InfoWar March 15th at 6 p.m. when I finish my Sunday radio show. 6 p.m. it will be released at prisonplanet.tv in super high res for folks to download and begin giving the DVDs out immediately. It will also start shipping that Monday on the super high quality DVD to everybody out there that wants it in their library from InfoWars.com. And so I want to encourage everybody out there, get involved right now. Get the film in your hands. Get it out to everybody you know. PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. This is America's last chance. This film can and will change the minds of people that are under Obama's spell.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We are back live here. And we decided to launch it a few days early because we literally had the FBI calling up the office asking where our office was and asking where our server locations were, and then not telling us why they were asking. So I said, subpoena my lawyer. So we went ahead and launched it Wednesday night at about 7 p.m. Central. Jack McClam's going to be with us a little bit in the next hour. And he called in earlier this week, and I had to move on to a guest, and we weren't able to talk to him much. But I wanted, as a most highly decorated police officer, cop of the year twice, Phoenix, Arizona, found out about the New World Order, stopped breaking the law, stopped violating the Constitution. And they fired him. He's been out there for almost 30 years with police and military against the New World Order, aid and abet newsletter. And he's one of the people's shoulders that I stand on and many of us stand on today. And I wanted to specifically get him to talk about a host of issues. I mean, just to sum it up, who do you expect Chuck Norris to go through when he goes ahead and comes out and says, we need revolution, the New World Order's here, arrest the bankers? It'll be somebody like Beck who understands where the flow's going, so he's flip-flopped like Benedict Arnold. That's what he is. I mean, unless he apologizes and for saying Ron Paul people should be arrested and the military should be used against them. Now he's our best friend because they understand we're the majority. They tried all their secret demonization, all their secret police reports, saying the founding fathers were bad. The New World Order didn't exist. Now they've been discredited, and that's what's happening. But I really, in my heart, and from analyzing it coldly, believe Chuck Norris is good in all of this. What's your take on all this, Jack McClam?
Well, Brother Alex, I think I'm in trouble. Bob Chapman and Chuck Norris before me, how do I deal with that? But, yeah, I think Chuck Norris is a good guy. He's good-hearted. I think he's a Christian man, and I think he means well. He needs more education, as you said, but he's open to it. Praise God, he's open to it, and he's learning very quickly. And so I think he's a great guy.
What about Beck?
Well, I'm really not too sure about Beck. If Fox News hired him, then he's got to be part of the New World Order. There's no question about it, brother, because Fox News doesn't have anybody on there that's not part of or supporting the New World Order. So that troubles me quite a bit when he went from was it CNN, Communist News Network, or one of the others over to Fox News now, and they won't hire anybody that doesn't go along with the program for the New World Order.
By the way, just last week, Fox put out a TV program, we played part of it here, saying, yes, we implant political messages in the TV shows, global warming, gun control. So they have this little Fox News thing that acts conservative to co-opt conservatives and libertarians the enemies of the New World Order. But everything else is this propaganda, and Fox News is filled with propaganda. I agree with you. But the fact that Beck is having to flip over like a chameleon and go from a little pink New World Order lizard to a, you know, patriot, I don't know what to say here.
Well, I think you're right, brother. We should be very, very suspect of him. Like I say, Fox News is controlled by the neocon Trotskyites, just like the Republican Party and Democratic Party are. And Fox News is a part of that paradigm, and they wouldn't have hired Glenn Beck unless he was part of it, too. So,
no kidding. Okay, I hear you. I want to shift gears now. Have you had a chance? I know you've seen scores of these over the years. I've seen the same letterhead for every state. The Federal Threat Fusion Centers put out this latest state police report, the most demonizing of patriots ever. Ron Paul supporters are terrorists. Bumper stickers are terrorists. Gold owners are terrorists. Bob Barr supporters are terrorists. Libertarians are terrorists. Those that believe the North American Union are terrorists. Yes, there's FEMA camps, but they're for your own good. Yes, they're going to put troops on the streets, but it's for your own good. So they went from saying we were liars about that to now saying it's all happening and that we're all very dangerous. Your analysis of that?
Well, I was there in the Phoenix Police Department 20 years ago when that flyer came out from the FBI listing all these people as, you know, patriots, those that mention the Constitution too many times are domestic terrorists, patriots are terrorists, Christians are terrorists. They had a word for them that lesbian Attorney General Janet Reno.
Cult members.
Butch Reno, yeah. The ones that believe in a coming destruction of the world are, and that's what she would call the, I don't have that thing here in front of me, so I can't.
No. She said it on 60 it, Minutes.
That's Christians.
She said on 60 about. Minutes that all Second Coming of Christ Christians are dangerous cult members. That's the quote.
That's right. And that's in that brochure for police eyes only that was handed out in Phoenix to the Sheriff's Department and to the Phoenix Police Department was for our eyes only. We weren't supposed to let the public know about it, but they listed Christians and constitutionalists and anybody that's standing up to the federal government as domestic terrorists. And that's 20 years ago, brother, so I'm sure that they've continued that list, and I'm not surprised at all.
You know, they put America Freedom to Fascism in there next to the Turner Diaries and basically say it's white supremacists. A Jewish guy made a thing about the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, right.
Sure. it's just unbelievable. Stay there. Our guest is Officer Jack McClam. We'll be right back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And
I'm committed on how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Save the Republic. The other 20%, 110%, the other 30%, people that have tried to shoot us down, lie about us, and go after us, fighting against the enemies, the New World Order, the disinfo agents. It's a pleasure to clean your clock. It's a pleasure to kick your butt in the New World Order. It's great to be a winner and to not break the rules and be honest and be a good guy. All right, let's go back to Jack McClam. Jack, it is great to have you here and count you as a class act, great patriot. I count you right up there and count them on my hands, people I trust and love and appreciate. I think we need to get the word out to everybody, obviously, about these federal fusion centers saying the founding fathers are bad and all the rest of it. The footage we have of FEMA teaching that in Kansas City, again, back to Missouri. I mean, this is really backfiring on them. I've got police emailing me, sending me their cards, letters, more documents. We're always saying people are waking up because it just gets bigger and bigger. But now it's getting crazy. The police and military that are subscribed to your newsletter, people that contact you, is it growing? And is it growing at levels never before even imagined?
Oh, yes. Patriotism is growing among our police and military, brother. Last night I did my whole show on Oath Keepers, this new group of lawmen and soldiers that have formed a group called Oath Keepers, and they have a list of 8 things that they say orders we will not obey. And their website is getting so many hits, it's incredible in just 2 weeks that they've been alive. But we find in law enforcement and the military more soldiers, more police are out, and they see what's going on in America, especially the military over there. They say they're supposed to be over there saving Iraq, yet they've killed 1,300,000 in a genocidal program over there. And yet they see their nation falling apart, and they are listening and studying and looking, and they are finding out it's all on purpose. So, praise God, the enemy, the Antichrist synagogue of Satan that's running all of this in America today is totally in control of our military and the White House and the Senate and the Congress and the Supreme Court are turning more people to patriotism than ever before.
True patriotism.
With their program.
True patriotism. I want to talk about, because I didn't know about Oath Keepers. I want to get them on the show. In fact,
yeah.
Rob Dude, please get them on the show, or the other producer. I want to get Oath Keepers on. Jack, when we come back, tell me, and we'll take calls, about the 8 things they're saying they won't do that are in their oath. They're not going to violate them.
Okay.
And, because that is very, very exciting to hear. And another little caveat before we go to break here, in the 20 seconds we got left, or 30 seconds, Ron Paul got it before CPAC, the big neocon mainline Republican deal with tens of thousands in attendance. Limbaugh just spoken. And he said, we killed 1 million-plus Iraqis. It was evil. The war is bad. And there was a huge standing ovation. Mainline conservatives don't want the war either. It's this illusion Just like there's, it's an illusion that Hispanics want open borders when upwards of 80% in Gallup polls want them shut. So I want to hear from you in 70 seconds when we start hour number four.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.